Welcome to Afyemi Ushami, your sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin Davov in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Aloch Aleph. We're starting 14 lines from the top, immediately after the two dots. If there's pegs sticking out of the Mavoi, one can put on top of it the beam, the cross beam, and it'll be matir samovi. As long as it's within three tefachim to the mavi. Meaning, usually we know that the koira, the crossbeam, has to be in the mavi. It's going to be on top of the two walls of the mavi. But here we talk about that the beam is outside the mavi. You're just pegs sticking out of the mavi, and you put the koira over there. So what trainer morim chadomar vehem shu briois, they should be strong enough, these pegs, kadil kabelis a koira ve'ariche. The Ariach is a half brick, and we're going to see later that in order for a Koyer to be kosher, that beam has to be strong enough that it is able to carry the load of a half of a brick on top of it. So these pegs that are holding the Koyer need to be strong enough to hold the Koyer, obviously, but they also need to be strong enough to hold the brick which is on top of the Koyer. The Char Noma, the other one says, we don't need the pegs to be able to hold both the beam and the brick which is on top of it. As long as the beam is strong enough to hold a brick. Even though these pegs can only hold the beam, but if you put an actual brick on top of it, it will collapse. That's good enough. I don't need the pegs to be able to hold the brick as well. So Abzeir says, I don't understand. If you're telling me that the koyro is sticking out of the mavoi, so then you can't carry below the koyro because the koyro is outside of the mavoi. So you want to tell me something which is external to the makom heter. The beam which is standing outside of the mavoi will make the mavoi mutter while you can't carry underneath it? What's the big question? Didn't Shmuel say the exact same thing by every mavi? What did he say? Underneath the koira you can never carry. Why can't you carry underneath the mavi? So as Reb Chaim explains over here, if you hold that a koira is mishum mechitzo, it's because of a fence, it's considered to be as if a wall is coming down. So according to Shmuel, the fence, the wall which is coming down, is coming from the inner edge of the koira, not from the external edge of the koira. So if you have a koira, even though it's in the mavoi, but the edge of the koira towards the inside is considered to be the mechitza coming down into the mavoi, and you can't carry underneath the koira. And if you hold it because of heker, you need to recognize the koira. You don't recognize the koira if you're underneath it. Rav Zeir said the name of Shmuel, a sentence, he says, underneath the koiro, or between the lechi, it says lechayayim, but it means the lechi, which means the standing pole. It's in the doing kaskupa. Skupa means the entrance to a area, either entrance to a chatzah or entrance to the house. Rav Zeir, boy, ki haida skupa, which a skupa do we consider this to be? Ki skupa muteris or ki skupa asoro? Is it a skupa that you're allowed to carry in it, or a skupa asoro that you're not carrying it? What is he saying in the name of Shmuel? When I was there, Itzarchile, I really had that question, was in Bavel. The Katzalikas Dach, when I came into Eretz Yisrael, Shamish of Yosef Shariuchan, I heard Rabbi Yitzchak's same name, Rabbi Yochanan, Iskupa Gvoya Asor Vein Yuchov Arbo. If you have Iskupa, which is doesn't have the width of four, Reb Chaim here has a suffix if you should have the Girso Gvoya Asor. He says, the Poshup Shad over here, we're not talking about Iskupa, I mean the entryway that has a height of 10, because he's talking about Iskupa to a Mavoy, to a Chatzar. So why are we mentioning here Iskupa Gvoya Asor? But he says it may be that we're talking also the entrance to Shusa Yachid, so that's why he's saying Gvoya Asor. But for the purposes of our Sugya, what we're focusing on is Rechov Arbo. It doesn't have a width of four. The opening, it doesn't have a width of four. So mutar lekanu, mutar lekanu, vatshel yachliv. So then it doesn't have a makom chashuv, and therefore you could take from the chatzer out to the skupa, and you can take from shusha rabim into the skupa. Uvatshel yilo yachliv, as long as you don't take things from the chatzer, put it into the skupa, and from the skupa you put it to shusha rabim, because then someone may come to take directly from the chatzer to shusha rabim, which is aser. But the skupa is a makom mutar. Amar amar kabi abeisi chamim ma omar. Listen carefully to what he said. He says, because it doesn't have a width of four. But if there is a width of four, so you now let use the iskupo. So we have an answer. Are you allowed to use the area of the Iziskupa? Well, it depends. If it has four, it doesn't have four. But as we mentioned earlier in the Masechta, Malastra means when you have a board that's used as a roof. If I have a roof for the size of four, so everybody agrees, you say that it's considered to be the roof, and you say, the edge goes down, you have a mechitza over here. So you should be able to carry underneath it if it's four. So you be monavshach. If it's less than four, it's not makom chashuv, so the iskupa should be able to carry there. If it's more than four, it should have pitikri or evisaisim, you should be able to carry there. So he's telling him that when we said that the lechi, next to the lechi, underneath the koyr has the din of iskupa, it means you can always carry there. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis. Rabbi Zehir Omar, Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan. It says, Machlek Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel Omar, Tachas HaKoyu HaAsar. Underneath the Koyu it's Asar. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Mutar. And he says, Mutar. HaKol Moedim Al Ben L'Chayayim SheAsar. Between, next to the Lechi, then everybody agrees it's Asar. Because there, the Mechitza starts only from the edge of the Lechi in the inside. V'tani, again, we see something exactly like that, because the Brisa says, Mavoy Yosui L'Chayim L'Chayim. Means you have many Lechis in the entrance of the Mavoy. If there's a distance of four tefachim between the lechis, you're able to carry until the external lechi, because all the internal ones have nothing to do with the external one. But if it's less than four tefachim between the lechis, you can go only to the most inner lechi. Why? Because you're going here with the shito, the love was four tefachim. So if I have less than four tefachim, it's considered to be one. And because I'm not allowed to carry next to the lechi, and all these lechayim, all these lechis that you have over here, all connected, considered to be one big lechi, you can't carry in front of them, you can carry only up to them. And the Brisa concludes, Rabbanan de kisa b'shir avukva b'shein nechitzo in oidef. Only if the external one is not sticking further out from the opening more than the other lechis. If the external one is sticking out more, then it's nicker that it's not part of the other lechis. But what do you see? Al kol panim, what do you see from here? And now let it carry next to the lechi. You can carry only up to the lechi. The only question is, where does the lechi end? Does the lechi end in the first lechi, or the other ones join them? But in front of the lechi itself, you're not allowed to carry. Halacha Beis Zok de Mishto. Hechsher HaMavoy B'Chamay Oymim Lechi V'Koyer. You want to make a Mavoy Kosher, you have to have both a lechi and a koyer, a crossbeam and a pole. Or B'Sil Oymim Oy Lechi Oy Koyer. Either the pole or the crossbeam, you don't need both. Hablaz Oymer Lechayayim. You need to have both lechis. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Omer Talmid Echad Efrei Rabbi Akiva. In the name of Rabbi Shmuel, so a Talmid said in front of Rabbi Akiva, Lo Nichlko B'Chamay B'Sil Amovi Shu Pochus Ma'arbo Shu Ho B'Lechi Or B'Koyo. There's no machlokes that if the Amovi is less than Arba Amis, that either a Lechi or Koyo is good enough. Amalechaku Al Yochav Ma'arba Amis. Meaning that the opening is greater than four Amis. Ve'ad Esa, until four Amis, until ten Amis. Shabbat Shalom, Lechi V'Koyo. Now you need it's a bigger door, you need Lechi V'Koyo. Sil Oymim Oy Lechi Or Koyo. No, the machlokes b'chamay b'silel is in both, in a small opening and a big opening, up to 10 amos. Meaning, in the Mishnah we have, Rabbi Elazar says lechayim. Lechayim means two lechis. And what is it coming to say? Does he say they need lechayim v'koyro k'b'chamay? Meaning, b'chamay says have a lechi and koyro. Because Rabbi Elazar says, no, it's not one lechi and one koyro, it's two lechis and one koyro. Or lechayim v'loy koyro k'beisil, or he's agreeing with the beisil that lechi is enough, but he says you have to have both. Another question Moore asks: we have a machlekes lekamon. What's the size of the lechi? Is it three tefachim or is it a mashu? So does he say they need shloishu k'beisil? You have to have two lechis, each one three tefachim like a beisil, or kol shu k'abanon, even a small amount like a banon. So on ishmini minado. We'll see from the following: ma'ase sholach Rabbi Elazar tzav Rabbi Yosi ben Peroyro talmidoi. Rabbi Elazar went to visit his Talmid, Lo Oivlin. The place was called Oivlin. There was only one lechi over there. He says, you have to have at least two lechis. When you need two lechis, so it's going to be completely sealed. Yeah, that's fine. Even if you think it's sasum. You want to make a reshus to Shabbos, you have to make a real mechitza. To have only one lechi, it's not enough. You have to say that the lechi was at least three tefachim. In tema koshu kerabonon koshu soisim. When this Talmi was arguing or questioning Rabbi Elazar, he says, well, I have your seal, I have a stima over here. If you have a small pole which is very narrow, he would not call it to be a stima. The fact that he calls it a stima, that means it was a substantial pole, at least three tefachim. In our Mishnah, like the Talmid that spoke in front of Rabbi Akiva. Says Gemara Dilakach, man an amim ke betshamai, v'yeshalach ke betshamai, lo ke besilu. I mean, the whole discussion in the Mishnah was, what is the opinion of betshamai? According to besilu, always, either a lechi or a koyer is enough. But betshamai required to have both. Shaila is, does betshamai agree with besilu when the opening is small, less than 4 amos? So you say now, halacha is, that according to betshamai, when it's less than 4 amos, you don't need both. Why are we passing halacha according to betshamai? Anyway, we don't follow betshamai's shita. Answers the Gemara, Lebegin, the Tani, Rabban Shum, and Gamliel, Oymer. There's a Brisa, Shum, Gamliel says, when the Zayin and Mudalif on top, Mavoy She'en Boy Arbo. Now here you have 2 gersos. Either Mavoy She'en Boy Arba Amis, or Mavoy She'en Boy Arba Tvachim. We'll use the gers of Arba Amis, which is the first shot of Reb Chaim. Mavoy She'en Boy Arba Amis, Ein O Tzorech Koyro. Meaning, Rabban Shum, and Gamliel said that he brought another opinion. The other opinion was that if it's less than 4 amis, if the opening is less than 4 amis, according to Basil, you don't need nothing. Not a koira and not a lechi. Not like our Mishnah says, according to Basil, you always need either a lechi or a koira. So the word goes on and says, that's really pshat in our Mishnah as well. Debi Chachomim, Tanekamo of our Mishnah, Rav Chuda B'Shem Rav said, Mavushu pochus me'ar ba'amas enu tzachlum. Less than 4 amas, I don't need anything. And then you have above 4 amas, machlekes. Do you need a lechi or a koira? Or you need both? Comes the Talmud in front of Rabbi Akiva and says that if it's less than 4 amas, then everybody agrees you need either a lechi or a koyro. More than that, you have the machlokes. And that's what we pass can like the Talmud. Not regarding Bitshamai, regarding the Bisilil part, to tell me that you do require either a lechi or a koyro, even if the opening is less than 4 amas. The other gifts of Rabbi Chaim is that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said 4 tfachim, and Chachami is saying 4 amas. And the way you read it is, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel loymer, mavli shupach nar b'tfachim, and tzorch koyro. Tivi Chachami, Chudu b'sharav, they said, mavli shupach nar b'amis, and tzorch klum. So the machlok is, if there's a minimum shear to require something, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it has to be at least 4 tfachim, and one says it has to be at least 4 amas. And in our Mishnah, the Talmud, in front of Rabbi Kiva said, that there's no shear. Any opening needs either a lechi or a koyro according to Basilil. Above 4 amas, Bitshamai say you need both, and Basilil continued to say you have to have either or. And in Pascal, the Talmud, that Basilil require either or in all cases. With this, we conclude, Yerushalmi Erevin Davov.